We mentioned the very, very fundamental machlokas Rishonim, a very fun sugya that we don't have time to get into, with all the rayas back and forth, about Tam Ke'ikar. And the Beis Yosef brings down a machlokas Rishonim about Tam Ke'ikar, right? Is it Minah Torah? That's the Shita of Tosfos, the Rashba, and other Rishonim? Or is Tam Ke'ikar only Midrabanan? Right, that's the Shita of Rashi, and the Ran, and other Rishonim. Within the Shita of Tam Ke'ikar Midrabanan, even though we're not going to pasuk like that shita, Tam Ke'ikar min haTorah means whenever there's tarovos of Isser and Heter, you taste the Isser, it's Asur Midoraisa. Shine. What about the Tam Ke'ikar Midrabanan? So there were two different formulations in Tam Ke'ikar Midrabanan. The Ran says, if Gufa Isser, says the Ran, if guf ha'isser nis'ariv beheter b'nasan tam, like lard melts in your soup, then it's asur min haTorah. But if pleitas ha'isser, or let's say better, if only the tam ha'isser nichnas leheter the nasan tam, that is asur midrabanan. So the Ran says, even though he passed the tam ke'ikar midrabanan, he admits it's the oraisa if the gufa iser fell in, right? If treif wine, arlo wine, fell into my orange juice and gave taste, or lard fell into my chulent and gave taste, he admits that's the oraisa. What's against the rabanan? If just tam went in, how does just tam go in? I cook ham in my stew and then take the ham out and throw it in the garbage. What's left? Just the tam of the ham, but not the actual ham. That's Drabanan. However, most Rishonim assume that if you're going to say Tam Ke'ikar Drabanan, it means any tarovis of rov heter umiyu iser and iser is no same time, is only Aser Midrabanan. So as I mentioned, we have three shitas. Shita the Tam Ke'ikar is the Raisa. If you taste the Iser, it's also the Raisa. Shita the Ran, the Tam Ke'ikar is the Rabanan. But if the actual Iser melts in, that's the Raisa. If you just have the Tam that came out of the Iser, that's the Rabanan. And what the Beis Yosef assumed, most Rishonim held within the sheet of Tam Ke'ikar Midrabanan, that across the board, as long as you have mostly heter, it's much on the Daraisa level. If the Isser goes in Tam, as long as the Isser is 49% or less, that's only Isser Midrabanan. Have we paskin? We're about to see in the Shulchan Aruch. We paskin Tam Ke'ikar min haTorah. Now, how about that's Tam Ke'ikar? The question is, there a difference between Tarovis min b'mino and Tarovis min b'she'ino mino? So before we get to the Shachan Rama, so what about a min b'mino? What's the din of a Tarovis min b'mino? So, there are three possible shitas here. First, there's a Machlokes Tanoim. Machlokes Tanoim is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda darshins from the Torah. The Chumash says, "V'lakach midam ha'por midam ha'soyer," talking about the hazos on the mizbeach hazohav on Yom Kippur, that the Kohen Gadol combines the dam of a par, and which is nichnas the flame of the flint, and the soyer. And after sprinkling them separately, the Fnayim Ruflin, the Kodesh Kodashim, and the Paruches, in order to do at least part of the placings of the dam, for example, so he mixed them together, and he darshan from the chumash. It's still called dam hapar and dam hasayir. Now, if anyone actually stood up close and saw a sayir and saw a par, you know a par is a gazillion times bigger than a sayir, and the blood of a par is a gazillion times bigger than the blood of a sayir. And therefore, he says it must be that even though the Kohen Gadol mixed the dam par, the dam hasayir, even though it was 90% dam par and 10% dam sayir, it's still called both of them, which shows it's not batel. Why is it not batel? So, okay, the Chachamim say we'll get to it a little later in Simchot Beis. And that's a special din of things that go on the Mizbeach, etc., a very local din, nothing to do with regular life. Where Yehuda said, no, min b'mino ain't a batel, because it's both dam. And that's the shita all over Shas, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, min b'mino ain't a batel. Like, for example, right, everyone knows, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the last thing you do in the Beis HaMikdash in every Pesach afternoon? You scoop up a cup of dam from the floor and throw it on the Mizbeach. In case there was someone who brought a carbon Pesach and they accidentally spilled the blood and didn't pour it on the Mizbeach and it got mixed with all the other blood on the floor, like 1 to 1,000 for each yom, like all the other carbon Pesach. So it's not batel because it's all blood. So you just pour one cup of the Mizbeach and everyone's yield to the carbon Pesach, even if their blood got spilled. And all over Shas, the old min b'mino is not batel. And that's a din d'oraisa, as we see from carbonos, etc. So he says, min b'mino eino batel. And this is even in a gazillion. And this is min ha-Torah. Min b'mino is not batel, and that's a din d'oraisa. That's very, very chomer. As opposed to achamem who hold min b'mino is batel. That, dama parin dama sar, that's a special local din in one context. Now the question is, if it is batel, what shear is it batel in? What shear is it batel in? Is it batel berov? Or is it batel benosin tam? Now, of course, the question is, would you say like tam ke'ikar applies to min b'mino? Let's say I have a combination of treif wine and kosher wine. Would you say tam ke'ikar? Why not, Daniel?
Because
you can't taste the difference. That's the mainstream opinion. There is a minority opinion among the Rishonim, like the Balamor and Psachim. You didn't see the Balamor and Psachim in the Beis Yosef. For the simple reason the Beis Yosef never quotes the Balamor. But there are a minority Rishonim who assume Tam Ke'ikar applies to Min Bimino. And even though you can't taste it anyway, it's like, theoretically, like, could you have tasted it?
It still does in part Tom.
It does in part Tom, it's just the same Tom. Right. So as long as you can taste it, even though you can't tell that you taste it, and how do you know? You just have to estimate. With Shishim, then that would be Din of Tom Kaker. So within the Rabbanan, then we have two opinions. We have the Baal Hamor, who says Tam Ke'ikar applies to Min B'mino, and therefore, it is Batel B'Shishim, right? Because how can you tell if you taste it or not? So we just estimate with Shishim. Min HaTorah, but that's not the mainstream opinion, right? All the Rishonim assume that no, that not only, according to the Chachamim, not only is Tam Ke'ikar not more Machmir, Tam Ke'ikar is more Mekel. They assume Tam Ke'ikar does not apply to Min B'mino. Why does it not apply to Min B'mino? Because you can't recognize that you taste it. It hasn't changed the taste of the host. And therefore, they assume that it's batel berov min ha-Torah, and it's batel b'shishim midrabanan. They admit it's batel b'shishim, but that's only midrabanan. Anyone want to guess why the rabbanim are gozer? I mean, we know it's batel b'shishim. Remember the word we had last time? It says min b'mino b'shishim. Why are the rabbanim gozer that you need shishim to be batel min b'mino? Why not just leave it on batel berov? Gzeira atu, you know me, no. Right, gzeira atu. Doesn't say that before Shas min besha eno mino, but that's what all the Rishonim assume. Okay, how do we paskin? We will see in a moment that we paskin Like this shita, we pass like the Chachamim, and with another one, we pass like the mainstream opinion. Tam Keker does not apply to Ben Bimino, and that's the only opinion represented in the Beis Yosef. Tam Keker does not apply to Ben Bimino. Rather, the rice that's bottom rove, because it's not called Tam, because it doesn't actually give a recognizable Tam that you can recognize in the Tarovis. In which case, what do we see here? That in what comes out is that min bimino needs shisha midaraisa. Technically, it's not that it needs shisha midaraisa. Just midaraisa, you need to have like a goy check if it gives taste. But, you know, if we're going to use our rule of thumb, then it needs shisha midaraisa. Min bimino. Min bimino mino needs shisha midaraisa. Min bimino is both of our own midaraisa. And the only reason it's you need shisha is midarabanan. What's the difference if it's midaraisa or midarabanan? Either way, we're Orthodox Jews. We keep daraisas and we keep darabanans. So, of course, what's the difference? The difference is safek. Is safek daraisa l'chomer, safek daraisa l'kula. And that's how did the Shulchan Aruch choose to paskin all these machlokos about tam ke'ikar, etc.? But he's telling you what to do with makom safek. So says the Shulchan Aruch Sif Beis. In this...
The Ron, what does he hold about Min Bimino?
The what?
What does the Ron hold about Min Bimino?
The Ron? What does the Ron hold about Min Bimino? I think he holds, like most people, it's Batal Barov Midoraisa.
So you don't have to, it's not that the two, like, Rashi is the inverse of the of how.
And it's coincidence. Okay. It's coincidence. As far as I know.
Which it ends up being a kula for one and a chum
yes,
for
but as far as I know, it's coincidence. Now, so let's read inside. In this arid min bimino ben nishfach ba'inish in yichol namalov. If you have a mixture of min bimino and it gets spilled in a way that you can't l'shara, you can't measure it. Why spilled? Spilled is a good way because what makes it a real suffix, right? If you haven't bothered to find out, that's not called a suffix, right? Laziness is not a suffix. That's clear. We'll go even further than that in the next sif. Right? So if you don't measure, that's not called a suffix, just measure it. A suffix is you can't measure. Why can't you measure? So the answer is because it's spilled and you can't measure. Right? You have the isser, you have the hefter, and what example is? You have the isser, you have the hefter. You separate the isser and the hefter. And theoretically you can measure them. The only problem is some of the hefter spilled, and you don't know how much was there, and now you can't measure it anymore. No, it's close enough that you don't know. There are other examples of this issue brings down a sphakos. Like, for example, you don't know how much isser was put in. Right? A guy or a katan poured in some isser, and you don't know how much. That would also be a suffix. You know, you saw it was like a cup, but you don't know how full it was, and you know, and it could go either way in terms of whether there's shishim kenegdo or there isn't shishim kenegdo. So in all cases where you like really have no way of finding out whether it was more than shishim or less than shishim, that's called a suffix.
But does it have to be an actual suffix? Meaning, let's say you're pretty sure there wasn't shishim. Can you be tola and say, maybe there we could go on the daraisa?
No, it has to be a real suffix. It has to be a real suffix. Now, of course, where to draw the line is, you know, like if I was a real rabbi being asked a real shayla, you know, you'd have to know your customers, right? There's some people who are so nervous that even if it's 99% mutter, they'll make it out to be that they think it's probably usser, and you have to, like, you know, get them to admit the truth. And there's some people who, you know, are so lacking in your shamayim that even if it's 99% likely to be usser, they'll make it out to be a suffix, and I'm sure it was okay. So in real life shilohs, you have to interrogate your questioner and figure out the truth, because everyone has their agendas.
I think a lot of people also just might not know ratio. Like, I don't know ratio. Like, if it's like one, a quarter of a cup of something, I wouldn't know, like, what's...
No, but you could work with, like, that. Like, classic example, right? You accidentally spilled, you know, one cup of, or whatever. You accidentally spilled a cup of milk into your children, whatever. And, you know, you can tell in the cup by, like, where it's wet on the outside, you can measure exactly how much milk, how much cholent. So the problem is, then the cholent spilled. So you measure it, and, like, right now you have, like, 58 times. But how much spilled? So, it doesn't mean just nishbach. Nishbach, and then you look at it, like, you know, if after nishbach it's 61 times, you're okay. Right? If after nishbach it's like 20 times, like, and you know you didn't spill that much, then you know it's usher. The point is, it's a real honest suffix. It's a real honest suffix. So, and this can happen sometimes. So, real honest suffix, what's the din? If it's a real honest suffix, so no da sheyerubo heter mutter, in lo no da sheyerubo heter.
Usher.
So the answer is fairly pasha. If you have a tarovis of min bimino, then if you have suffik, whether it was rov heter, then it's usher. If it was rov heter, it's mutter midoraisa. If it was a rov iser, then it's usher midoraisa. So then clearly you have, like, your mamash have no idea the ratios at all. Then you don't know which is the rov. Might be an iser midoraisa. But if you have vadai rov heter, the suffik shishim of heter, you know it's rov heter. You know it's mutter midoraisa. You just don't know if there is 60 times as much heter. You don't know what the din is midorabanan. Then we're makel and skipping the Ramah. Avol mazar b'sheino mino v'nishvach v'nishin yechol la'amadol of the sharo. But if it was a tarovis of min b'sheino mino, then he says afilu notishe rubo heter aser, even if it's vadai rov heter and you've suffic if you have 60 times as much heter. Aser, for the simple reason that we paskin, Tom Faker's Doraisa by Min Mishain Omino. If you don't know if there was Shishim, which is again, it's our rule of thumb for estimating taste. If you don't know if there was Shishim, then it's a suffix, it's a Doraisa Lechora. By Min Bimino, you don't know if there was Shishim, it's only suffix, Zero Darbanan. It is Lekula. Right? This brings up, I don't know if anyone got a chance to look, the famous story it's brought down of Shefter's Nefesh Rav, it's brought down in all these Shushas farm as well. It's a famous Masorah from, I think, Rav Lazer Telzer, who once was explaining to people how he saw what a Gaon Rav Chaim was. And he said, because he was once at a chasna, whatever, and there was a terrible mishap. Someone accidentally put treif meat, like literally treif meat, you know, like the animal in a hole in the lung, whatever the case may be. One piece of treif meat in the baby chalet. And there is no way of knowing, they lost the pieces, no way of knowing whether it was more or less than a 60th. Mam is suffik shishim. So what's the din? So if the suffik drabonon lakula, the suffik doraisa lakhorma. So, now this has to do with a lot of other details, but I'm just going to tell you the story without getting into all the details from the other parts of the sif. So what would you say? Suffik treif of meat and meat. Is that suffik drabonon or suffik doraisa?
It's the same meat.
Meat is meat? Yeah, the same kind of meat, cows. So you would say, and for sure it was less than a row, it was around the 60th, they're just not sure.
But there's other stuff in the cholent.
What?
There's other stuff in the cholent, though.
But there's other stuff in the cholent, and nachon, there's other stuff in the cholent. That does make it a little trickier.
That's the rash. That's the
yes. Yeah, in a chanami. So, yeah, I'm not, does this mean that he passed like the machaber against the shach in order for the story to work? Unless there was no other stuff in the cholent.
It wasn't really a cholent. It was like,
it could mean there was no other stuff. There was just meat. Yeah, you see, I'm only there for the story. I don't know exactly what happened. There's a few.
So maybe there was 60 times. There was still 60. The meat itself was.
It's not necessarily going to help. Okay. Anyway, yeah. So I don't know how to really work out the story. It's a good question. Let's assume it was only meat. If it was only meat, the story works fine. Okay. Right. So everyone said, suffik d'rabbanan lakula. So Rav Chaim says, but you forgot something. If it was treif of meat, they probably didn't salt it. Why would you salt treif of meat? Right? Like, why would the Jewish butcher wouldn't bother salt? So it was full of dam. And dam's a different min than meat. And you don't know how, and you have to see, you don't know how much dam came out of it, so it's a suffik. So suffik dam and meat. So they said, so you're right, suffik d'oraisa l'chumra. But then,
the dam was cooked.
We possibly cooked dam's only in drabanan, so it's still a suffik drabanan. Everyone said, suffik d'rabbanan l'kula. Says, but not so pashut. Because this dam is cooked dam. It turns out the iser dam turns into d'rabbanan. But this dam is also for two reasons. It's dam, and it's also treifa. Cooking it brings the iser dam down to d'rabbanan. But the iser of the treifa on the dam is still d'oraisa. And therefore the dam is an iser treifa d'oraisa. It's mimash ein omino, so it's suffik l'chumra. Says, but of course Tosa says in the second paragraph of Psachim, the dam of an avela is not Osir Midoraisa. He says there's a difference between dam of the avela and dam of the trefa. Dam of the avela is not Osir Midoraisa because the avela was only chal on the meat, not the dam. But dam of trefa is also only chal on the meat. But the avela is only chal on the animal's dead. Trefa is chal on the animal's alive. While the animal's alive, the meat is trefa, and any liquids that come out of the meat are also treifa because yotzi min atame tame. That's why milk from a treifa is asur d'oraisa. So therefore, the dam is asur, even though it's not treifa itself, it's yotzi min atreifa. And therefore, since the dam is yotzi min atreifa, it's an isur d'oraisa, even after it's cooked. And it's a saf bimshe, and we know safing d'oraisa l'chumra. And apparently that was a psak of Rav Chaim, and he ruined the cholent. So that was like the show, like how to be a real brisker, right? Meaning the dam b'toras isur dam is no problem. Dam shirishol d'rabanan. The baser treifa b'toras isur treifa is no problem. It's been b'mino. However, the dam b'toras yotzei min treifa is an isur d'oraisa, and it's a safing. What I just didn't understand is that it must be that he passed against the Noda Yehuda, quoting the Pesachei Tshuva. Because the Noda Yehuda passed, the Tam Keker is only midoraisa for Isurim Doraisa that are lavim gemurim with Malkos. But Yotzei min Atame does not have Malkos. It's not a lav gomer. It's an Isur Doraisa that's less than a lav gomer. So according to the Noda Yehuda, Rav Chaim would be wrong. He must have passed against this Noda Yehuda, because the Noda Yehuda would have said, if it's only because of Yotzei min Atame, Yotzei min Atame is a lower level Isur Doraisa without Malkos. On a lower level is Doraisa, Tom Kicker's Midarbanan. Tom Kicker's only Doraisa on high level Isurim. Doraisa. Alright, so anyway, that's the whole story. You can find many different versions of it in many different Sfarim, including Nefesh HaRav, right here in Yerodea, in the order of Shulchan Aruch. And it's a very clever story of Rav Chaim that had to do with this Sif. Okay, but we're unlikely to have to paskin shilas like that in everyday life. Lamaisa, this is. This is basically the land. However, there are two other cases that we have to discuss briefly. Number one, and this is a very obvious case which comes out of the Rav Chaim story. What about min b'she'eino mino v'ha'isser the isser genus Arim is only drabanan, right? V'ha'isser Shenis Arev Aser Midrabanan. Meaning, an Isser Drabanan got mixed in, like the Rav Chaim story. It wasn't a case of lard that got mixed into my vegetable soup. It was a case of Venus Akum that got mixed into my vegetable soup. It's only an Isser Drabanan. Or Sviche Shvias that got mixed into my vegetable soup. It's only an Isser Drabanan. Or, what other good Isser Drabanan that we have? What? Yes, I just did. The Shuman around the Gid Hanasha, which we treat as an Isser Drabanan. Anyway, yeah, right, what if an Isser Drabanan gets mixed in? So then, even though it's min b'she'eino mino, but if the whole Isser Drabanan to start with, then obviously it's something Drabanan, right? The whole Isser is only Drabanan to start with. So then we would say, or like Dam Shem Bishlo, well, that not Rav Chaim's case, from a kosher animal. Dam Shabishlo from a kosher animal, that's only Nisr Rabbanan. So then for sure we'd say, we'd treat it like Min Mino. If it's a suffix, what the rove was, then we'd be Machmir. But if it's Vadai that the rove is Heter, the suffix Shishim, it's a suffix with a Heter Shishim, then we'd be Mankil. Because even though Tom Kaker's the Raisa, the whole Isser we started with is only Rabbanan. And then it's no problem. This brings up the famous machlokas achronim here. What about the following last case? What about oaf b'chalav, and you have a safek of shishim? What about oaf b'chalav? Taravas of oaf b'chalav, not isur and heter. Oaf b'chalav, right? Or chalav and oaf, right? And you have a safek whether whichever one is the majority is 60 times bigger than the minority. Right, this could be Maisim Chol Yom, by the way. Right? Suffolk of Oaf B'cholav, either...
This happened to me all last month.
Right, exactly. Suffolk of Oaf B'cholav. I wasn't going to mention that. But let's start with this case. Milk falls into my chicken soup. And I'm not sure if it was more or less than a 60th, right? Milk falls into the chicken soup, I'm not sure if it was more or less than a 60th. Maisim b'chol yom, even people you know this might have happened to. Chicken soup falls into my milk, whatever, yeah?
Why suffik rov heter aser?
What?
Cheskes aser? Meaning, why the suffik rov heter aser?
Oh, good point. This would be very tricky. Whether we would... That's a good point. It's not, would not, it's, it, that gets very tricky, so I'm not going to get into that now. That's really from Kofiyat Aleph, but let's just take a case of Suffolk Shishim. Certainly would be Mutter. Right, now, good point. Now, what about Oph Bechol of Suffolk Shishim? Which really can happen in everyday life. Right? Someone accidentally pours something milchik into the chicken soup. Chicken soup, not meat stew. And you don't know if it was more or less the 60th. These could really happen in real life. What's the din? Logically, what would you think?
It's a drabbanan of eating.
Suffolk drabbanan lekula, shalom Yisrael. However, who is Machmir? The Isser Veheter is Machmer and is quoted by the Torah Chatas. So, the Isser Veheter and the Torah Chatas and the Taz are Machmer. And the Shach is Makel. Right? Now, but the Shach is obviously right. It's a Suffolk Rabbanan. What's the Svar Lahachmir? So, the Isser V'Heter being Machmir is no big Chiddush. Why is the Isser V'Heter Machmir? He holds Oph as Doraisa. So he doesn't really count. If Oph is Doraisa, of course you're Machmir. It's Suffolk Doraisa. We hold Oph as Rabbanan. So we'll put the Isser V'Heter in parentheses. Right? He's only Machmir because he thinks Oph is Doraisa, but we don't paskin that way. The question is, why is the Torah Chatas Machmir? He knows Oph is Rabbanan. Not knows. He paskins Oph is Rabbanan. So the Taz says, what's the big chiddush of the Taz to explain the sheet of the Machmirim?
Chumra of Oph.
Exactly. Special Chumra. Why is it a special Chumra? Because they were very afraid that people would come from eating Oph Becholov to Bas Becholov. So they made a special Chumra that would treat Oph Becholov like Basar Becholov. And then they were right. It's from some of the things we saw, right? You're not even allowed to put on the table together. Why isn't that Xera L'Xera? Must be, because we have a special Chumra of Oph Becholov. Says the Shach, no. In the case of putting on the table together, I know we're Machmir. That's a specific zera they made. But in general, Oph Becholov is called an Isser Drabbanan. There's no special chumra of Oph Becholov. How do we paskin? So the Piskei Tshuva points out here, Sivkat and Vav, that the Prichodesh and the Ebuna Shmuel hold like the Shach, Lamaisa the Achronim are Machria, like the Shach.
Is this applied elsewhere? Like, anytime in Basar Becholov there's a suffix, we could just
yes,
be...
So the Taz would say, anytime there's a suffix, we are Machmir, but we pass like the Shach, that anytime there's a suffix, we are Mekel plus the Emunah Shmuel and the Prichadash and other Achronim. Halacha L'maisa, anytime there's a suffix, we are Mekel. This actually could come up in real life cases, this actually could come up a lot in real life cases. I once had a shayla of someone who called me after finishing a whole one of those plastic containers chicken taste soup, part of chicken taste soup mix that you put in all different kinds of things in order to enhance the taste. And after finishing the container and throwing it out, realized that it was actually chicken soup mix. Not chicken paste mix. It was actually fleshy. And then the question became, not anyone you know. She wasn't sure, exactly what she put it in. Right? Now this becomes very tricky. Say if she put in fleshy things anyway, or things like she made with fleshy, then it's no big deal. She put it in the side dish for Shabbos. So it didn't hurt anybody. But what if she put in the milchik? So, she wasn't sure if she had used that in the milchik pot, if she had not used it in the milchik pot. There were a lot of spikas involved. And then this really comes down to the shach and this taz. Do you say this is suffik d'oraisa at any time there's really no way of knowing you have to be machmir? Or do you say this is suffik d'rabbanan and you have the right to be mekel? This also gets more complicated because it also is nogea on the sort of modern day shayla of whether even the real chicken soup mix that's fleishik, is it really made with black chicken, or do they just put in a little chicken so that they can charge you more money and it's really made with all kinds of artificial chemicals? In which case, that's another big tzad, l'kubla hakel. And so in the end, I don't remember, this is many years ago, I don't remember the specifics, but we're mekel. But these do come up in real life, and these do come up in real life shilas. You can have the suffix shishim sometimes, and you'd have stam sfeikos sometimes. You know, stam sfeikos could really happen with shilas bas v'chalav, and if it's a question of meat, then on any suffix would be machmir. If it's a question of chicken, on any suffix would be mako, because we hold like the shachir. Okay, before we get to that challenging Ramah, we want to talk about the machlokes, the machaber, and the shach. Let's finish the machaber. What about the following case? Vim this arev b'mino uvesheino mino, right? This is a very common case. You don't have a tarovis min b'mino all that often. I mean, you can, like, if factories maybe a little more so. You know, milk and milk, orange juice and orange juice, right? I mean, in factories, it really happens all the time. But what about, but in regular cooking, usually you mix different ingredients. So often what you have is a tarogus of min bin mino, ubishaino mino, right? I make a cholent, and into the cholent I accidentally put, one piece of treif meat together with the kosher meat, but there's also other ingredients in the cholent. That's called mino vishaino mino. So what's the din there? Vinishmach vinishaino chom lamrul of the sharo, right? And you can't measure if it's shishim or not. So if the whole thing is shishim, it's batal. Great. If the whole thing is 59, then it's aser. The whole thing, you don't know. So v'noda sheyirugu heter mino. You know there's rov min heter. Rona sheino min kveh. Eino v'ashar mino rabba lom v'atlo. We ignore the eino mino and treat it as min v'mino. Basically, what's the case here? Right? Min bit mino. Ubisha ain't omino. It's in both. If you have a case where, and you have vadai rove mino heter. Vadai, you have more of the min of heter than you have of the isser. Right? Meaning one piece of treif meat fell in, but there were three pieces of kosher meat that were at least as big, that were bigger. Right? The suffix shishim heter. Right? You don't know if the full heter was shishim or not. But you know one thing. There was more mino heter than iser. But you don't know if there's a total shishim or not. So this is the machlokes between the machaber and the shach. The machaber is quoting the Rashba. The shach at the very end really goes all the way. He's imkfar, azkfar. He said even the Rashba didn't actually mean what the machaber and everyone else quoted him as meaning. Okay, that may be going a little far. Pasuk shot at the Rashba meant what the Machaber quotes him as saying. Okay, but the Shach disagrees. What is the basis? The Machlokas is this. Is here we have, the question is this a Suffolk Doraisa or is this a Suffolk Drabana? Right, so what if you have, let's just have the example. You have, mino heter, right? And let's say you have, three units. You have mino iser. And let's say you have two units. And you have eino mino heter. Now, if you would have, let's make this simpler. If you would have 58, then that would be pashut. That would be mutter. You would have nothing to talk about. That's called vadai shishim. You have vadai shishim of heter. Right? That's not interesting. Right? Meaning, for the shishim, mino and enum, heino, mino, add together. The interesting case is, what if it would have been less? What's the suffix? What if it would be 2, 1, and 57? That would be usr. So here you have a suffix isr. You don't know if there was shishim, or if there was, you don't know if there was shishim, or if there was less than shishim. But what level of isr would that be? Is that a suffix isr d'oraisa, or a suffix isr d'rabbanan? So what does the Rashba and the Mechaber say? The Rashba and the Mechaber say, that you look at this, 2 to 1, and you ignore the eino mino. Ignore the eno mino. Forget the eno mino. Just look at the mino. 2-to-1 ratio. You have rove heter, and therefore, it's only usser. Therefore, it's not usser min haTorah. Why? Because, after all, what's the law? They say, look, more heter can't hurt. Forget the more heter. Like, be Michael on the extra heter. And you see, it's still mutter min haTorah, because the mino of heter, what does the shach say, though? The shach says no. The shach says, you start with this. You have a 57-to-1 ratio. You start with the tarovis of mino v'she'eno mino. Not the tarovis of min mino. 57-to-1 ratio. Now, the eno mino becomes aser min haTorah. And you understand, the difference is, if you have a suffix, for the mechaber and the rab, based on the rashba, it's a suffix drabana l'kula. For the shach, the suffix doraisa l'chumra. Now, what is, here it's, basically the machlokas is like, which two do you put together first, right? Do you look at the mino, put the two minos together and see if it's batal, right? And what does he say? He says, well, put the minos together, it's batal min haTorah. Then add the eno mino, once it was batal min haTorah, adding the eno mino, it's not going to make it any worse, right? It's already batal min haTorah. Well, the mechaber says, no, first put the mino and eno mino together. Now the eno mino is asher midoraisa. You add a little mino, it's still asher midoraisa. So another way of saying this, I'll just point out, is that what does the Rashba and the mechaber do? And the mechaber say, 2-to-1 equals batal min haTorah. Add 57, and it's still mutter min haTorah, right? It's already batal min haTorah, right? Adding more heter is not going to make it usher now. Well, the way the shach looks at it is, no, 57-to-1 equals tam ke'ikar and usher min haTorah. Now, these 58 are usher min haTorah. You add the two, and it's still usher min haTorah. So here it becomes a very subtle question, like, what do we have the right to do? Do we first combine the things that are more mako and say it's batal min haTorah? Or do we first combine the things that are more macher and say it's not batal min haTorah? So this is a very tricky question. How do you know what the right answer is? So, that's getting your help, I'm sorry. The Rashba. Now, this is actually very, very difficult to properly analyze the Soda Machlokes in the Shach and the Mechaber is very difficult because even though they explain themselves at great, great, great length, they still don't explain themselves so clearly. So we'll just give one beginning approach to understand the Machlokes between them. It's all based on a Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, once, all right. It's all based on a Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda. Here, let's put this here. There's one case that's very clear in the Gemara. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what's more machmir? Min b'mino is more machmir, right? Min b'mino is not batel even in the gazillion. Min b'she'eno mino is batel b'shisha. What if you have a combined tarovis? Right? What do you do if you have a combined tarovis? What if you have and what does he say? He says, salik, that's the magic word here, that's the code word for the sugya, esmino, ve'eno mino, rabba olav, umivatlo. What does he mean? He means, if you have heter one. He means, if you have one of Isser, and you have Mino Heter 100, and you have Eno Mino Heter 60, so what do? Do you say 1 to 100 becomes all Isser? Eh, Min B'Mino is not Batal. Now you have 101 Isser, so of course it's Isser. Or do you say no, 1 to 60 is Batal? And then you have 1 to 60 is Batal. So what does he say? He says, Sal Lake, the 100 and 60 to 1 becomes mutter. He could have said the opposite. He could have said the 1 and the 100 are usser. Now you have 101 of isser. The 101 of isser is usser. But he doesn't. So, what about according to the Chachamim? According to the Chachamim, on the level of Min HaTorah, right? Because Halach L'maisa, Mino is 60 and Eino Mino is 60. But on the level of Min HaTorah, Min B'Mino is Batel B'Rov. Min B'She'Eino Mino is Batel B'Shishim. So, what does the Rashba the Mechaber say? Again, I'm assuming like Pshat, that Shachlian says the Rashba never really meant it. But I'm assuming the Rashba really did. Says the Rashba the Mechaber, says, just do the flip side, right? Shouldn't we apply the same principle? Salek S, She'eino Mino, Umino Rabba, Alav, Umavatlo. Right? That's the Rashba and the Mechaber. What does that mean? You have, again, one Isser. You have Mino Heter 2. You have Eino Mino Heter 57. Then what do? No problem. You salake the 57. And 2 to 1 equals Mutter Min HaTorah. In which case, you're, even if it was only 57, it would only be Nisr Rabbanan. And if you're Masupik, if it was 57 or 58, Sub Rabbanan Lakula. That's the logic of the Mechaber and the Rashba. Seems to be a great mirror image. Rabbi Yehuda says, Meimuvino is more Machbir. So for ignore the more Machbir and go by the more Mekel. Likewise for us, Meimuvino is more Machbir, so ignore it and go by the more Mekel. Why does the Shach disagree? Why does the Shach think it's not a good extrapolation?
Can't be salik Sheino Mino, which is in parts Tam.
You can't, you can be salik Mino, because Mino is not an Indian of Tam. You can't be salik Eino Mino, it imparts Tam. That's what the Shach says, right? What does he mean by that? So it could be, you know, like, it could be that they're arguing about this very, very fundamental Chakira. Could be, okay, I'm going to give one possible Lumdish explanation as to why the Shach disagrees with this. Right? But the Shach says, you can be Mesalek Min B'Mino. You can't be Mesalek Min B'Sheino Mino. Because that's the Sinas Tam. So here's an interesting question. What's the logic behind that? Maybe like this. Min B'Mino Eino Batel. Does Min Aser Mino? Or is it just not Batel? Like, is there a Chalos Iser on that Tarovis Min B'Mino? Or is it just not Batel? What do you think? Like, is there a din that when you combine Min B'Mino it becomes Aser? Or just that it's not Batel, and therefore you're sort of stuck with it? No, Min B'Mino, I said.
Not Batel.
Pashta,
just
so.
There.
Yes, so, one second. Let me get myself some more room, even though. Okay, I'll erase this. I'll summarize it again. I think it could be they're dealing with the famous Chakira of Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim has a famous Chakira. He says, when you have a Tarovis, is it that there's a new Chalos Isser on this Tarovis? Or is it that there's no new Chalos Isser, just the Isser is still Usser, because it's not Batel. He actually has a Kira Tamke Iker and comes up with an in-between Shita, and there are many enough means that we've shown that we can't get into, but it could be this far with the Shach is that Min Bimino Lo Batel is just a lack of bittel. But Tom Ke'iker is a new Chalos Isser. And maybe what the Shach would say is that when Rabbi Huda says Min is not Batel and Mino, it's not Batel and Mino. Like, it's a passive. Min is not Batel and Mino. Okay, so nothing happens. If nothing happens, then you can ignore it. That's what it means, that nothing happens. But Tam Ke'iker isn't seen as Tam. It's not that nothing happens. Tam Ke'iker means that the Tam assers the Eino Mino. You can't ignore an Oser. You can ignore a lack of Bittel. You can't ignore an Oser. Maybe that's the Svar of the Shach. In which case, maybe the Svar of the Mechaber is... Okay. Bye.
Bot and Tom Knicker.
Meaning they might be arguing about this famous Chakira about Tom Knicker. When I have lard in my vegetable soup, what does Tom Knicker mean? Does it mean since the vegetable soup tastes like lard, the vegetable soup becomes usser? Or no, it's not the vegetable soup becomes usser. It's that since the lard is tasteable, it's not butl, and there's still trace lard in there. So is Tom Knicker just means it's not butl? Or does it mean no, there are chalos isser on this tarovis? So it's quite possible that the sort of the machlokes between the shachan and the mechaber. In this case, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Min is not mevatel mino. Okay, so if it's not mevatel mino, then ignore it. But eno mino is mevatel mino. What about this case? So the shach might say, it's not that the eno mino is not mevatel the isser. The eno mino and the isser create a chalos isser. You can't ignore a chalos isser. Now you have 58 usser. But the mechaber might say, no, that's not Tom Knicker. Just means the Eino mino can't be mevatel the isser, because as long as it's tasteable, you can't have a chalos bittel. Why? Because perhaps when something still makes a big roshem, that's mafkia bittel. Bittel means you ignore it, and you can't ignore it. So the 57 is not mevatel the one. Okay, it's not, but the 2 is mevatel the one. So is Tom Knicker a passive lack of bittel or an active new isser? There are many nafkaminas and Tosfos discusses.
This sounds like Hanan.
What?
This sounds like Hanan.
Aha, so it could be this is relevant to Hanan. After all, Rabbeinu Tam says that, this gets very complicated. Rabbeinu Tam basically says, when you have Tam Ke'ikr, you get Malkus for eating Kezayis of the soup, even if you don't have a Kezayis of lard. And other Rishonim disagree with him. The Ra'ah and others disagree. So could tie into that. Ein kamak muharet. Anyway, lemaisa, this is a famous machlokas. What do you do? Do you say salif the eno mino and minator it's batel b'mino and therefore it's a safik drabanan mechaber, or do according to Rashba, or do you say like the shach? No, you can't be besalik anything. It's a safik as a daraisa. Halach lemaisa. Who do we paskin like? the Taz speaks about this at length. I don't know if he adds anything, but he speaks about this at length and agrees with the Mechaber. He quotes the Maharshal, who agrees with the Shach. So, here, just who can we add? We can add to here the Taz. We can add to here the Maharshal. The Chassam Sofer is also quoting the Pesachei Tshuva as agreeing with the Shach. And Lamai, so the Aruch HaShulchan says, a very difficult machlokas, it's totally on very subtle lumdus, he brings some more lumdus there. And Lamai, so he says, hard to be makel. So, bottom line, halacha, we are machmer like the Shach in this case, which means that if you have a more classic tarotus of min, bih, mino, bisha, eno, mino, of a combination, which is a very common type of tarovis, then, and you have suffix shishim, you would have to be machmer like the shach and consider it a suffix isudar reisa. So halach lemaisa, meaning it's a tzad l'hakam, we know it's machlokes between the machaber and the shach, but all else being equal, if you really, this case really happened, right? You had a chulant with meat, and there was one piece of treif meat, but there was 5 pieces of kosher meat. And you're not sure if that piece of treif meat was batel b'shishim or not, then you'd have to be machmer because it's a combination of min she'inu b'she'inu mino and it's a safik d'oraisa l'chumra. That's the halacha l'maisa.
Why is this different than the story where you mentioned by Ruchaim?
Yeah, that's a good question. So it was not clear to me. That's a good question. I'm not sure. When Rav Schechter brings down that story, I don't think he relates to this issue. Unless the case of Ruchaim, there was only min b'mino. There was no eino mino. That's the only thing I could think. Maybe there was no eino mino in the Ruchaim story. So, sorry, Ian.
The middle shita that the Shach presents as he's not passing that, he doesn't say that he thinks that's the din.
No, that's not a middle shita. Even he admits to that. But at the end. He says, even the Rashi we're speaking, what does the Shach say at the end? Let's go back to this case. I have one piece of meat falls into one piece of treif meat falls into a stew with 5 pieces of kosher meat. I don't mean 5 tiny pieces. You know, that would still be a meal, but 5 pieces of kosher meat and a lot of other things, suffix shishim. So according to the Mechaber, Suffolk Shisha, but you for sure Rov Mino Heter, Lakula. But the Shach says Lachumra. However, the Shach says, what's Lachumra? The Shach says, I have to throw out the stew, but I can eat the other pieces of meat. Because the other pieces of meat are just Min Bimino. They're not the Eino Mino. That's just the Suffolk Min Bimino. So the Shach says, I can eat the other pieces of meat. I think even the Shach admits that.
And he suggests that even the Rashba meant that?
Yes. Which is a little dachuk in most people's opinion. So he does say that, and then the Pesach Tshuva quotes someone who, the Chassam Sofer says you can eat the meat, but you have to like rinse off all the other stuff that's stuck to it.
According to the way we just explained the shach, the iser is being pardoned everything, and you only have 57-1, then you still that is still a chedesh that you could eat the.
One second. I hear the taina. Yes, but it's if you think about it, really, since the only thing wrong with the Eino Mino is that the Mino's within it, then in the other piece of meat, it still becomes a suffix of Min Bimino. That even according to the way I explain the lumdus of the shach, this comes out to Hanan, really, to a certain extent. But since Hanan is drabbanan, then we suffic, we can be makel and shari surim. And okay, you're right, it's still a chiddush, so the shach is willing to admit that. Okay, the last thing we have to discuss in the sif, the most famous part of the sif, is the very mechudesh ramah. The question is, how do we define same min and different min? How do we define min? So this is a machlokes between Abaye and Ravin, Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Zayin, if I'm not mistaken. So Machlok is a Abaye and Rava. What makes things the same min? What makes them a different min? So, Abaye says, Basar Taima, same taste, same min. Different taste, different min. Rava says, Basar Shma, same name, same min. Different name, different min. Says the Rambah, let's go back to the Rambah now. Oh, everyone knows. Who do we pass like, Rava or Abaye? That should not be a hard question. We pass in like Rava, right? It's not Yal Kigam. Right? We pass in like Rava. Basar Shema. Min is defined by shame, not by tam. Therefore, what was his example? His example was, we know Min Bimino is not Batel. Min Bimino is not Batel. Some Rashi says Min Bimino is not Batel. We all agree with Yehuda. And Tosa says, by Avodah Zarah, everyone admits Min Bimino is not Batel. He was talking about Yayin Nesach Mamish, which is Avodah Zarah. So, if Yayin Nesach get mixed in with other things, and we want to know if it's Min Bimino or Min Sheino Mino, so do we look at whether it has the same taste or whether it has the same name? Now, if I say this in English, it's not going to work because the names are different. But, for example, if... again, don't translate this into English in your or modern Hebrew in your head. But if wine of Yayin Nesach got mixed in Yayin Yoshan, got mixed in with Yayin Chadash, with new wine of Heter, old wine is
vinegar.
No. What's old wine is? It tastes like wine. What does wine taste like? What does wine taste like? Anyone have words to describe that?
Tastes like wine,
great. New wine tastes like apple juice, right? It's very sweet. Don't call it grape juice, it's new wine. So, are those different meaning? Because one tastes sour, you don't want to say sour, whatever. One tastes
dry,
and one tastes sweet, good. Dry and sweet, great. Is it different meaning? One tastes dry and one tastes sweet, or is it the same meaning? Because they're both called yayin in Hebrew of the time of the Gemara. So that depends. Yes, Abaye or Rava. Abaye says you go by the taste of different men, and Rava says you go by the name and the same men.
Or other cases, what if Yayin Chadash, sweet wine of Avodah Zarah, gets mixed in with, falls into the grapes, right? The grapes are cut, so it gets. So is that the same min or different min? Abaye says same min, they both taste sweet. Rabbah said no different min, one is called wine, one is called grapes. Okay, so how do we find min shmar? Taima, we pass like Rabbah Shma. Says the Ramah, li min bevino is lina basar shma. Im ushavav min bevino, if it's the same shame, it's min bevino. We don't care if it's the same taste, we care if it's the same name. So says the Ramah, Basar Shema. And the Ramah seems to be trivial. Of course it's Basar Shema, because we paskin like Rava. Davar Poshet. The only thing is, it can't be. Why can't it be? Because, says the Shach, why did we just differentiate between Min Bemino and Min She'ino Mino? Because Mim She'ino Mino has Tam Ke'ikr, and Mim Mino doesn't have Tam Ke'ikr. So if the difference is whether or not they have Tam Ke'ikr, then obviously the difference is whether it's the same taste or not. Not whether it's the same name or not. So says the Shach, Basar Taima. Now, let's just figure out the yisod of this Machlokas, Rabosai.
Is this a Kash on Rava?
Ah, so here's the problem. The Shach makes perfect sense, but it's against Rava. It's not a Kash on Rava, it's a Kash on the Shach, right? The Ramah, Pasalik Rava, makes no sense. So what do you do here? So why does the Shach make sense? What's the Shach's Raya? He says, what's ultimately the difference? Min Bimino is Batel Barov Min HaTorah. Min B'She'eno Mino is Batel B'Shishim Min HaTorah. Why? Because here you have Tam Ke'ikr, and here there is no Tam Ke'ikr. So obviously, what makes something have Tam Ke'ikr or not Tam Ke'ikr? Obviously, right? Obviously, this has a different ta'am. That's why there's Tam Ke'ikr, changes the taste. And this has the same ta'am. So obviously, you have to go bust your time, but there's no two ways about it. Oh, what about Rava? So here, the Shach just says that it's the most pasha thing in the entire world. The Shach says, the truth is, it's so pashat, you really wonder what the Ramah thought. Okay, the Chavastas defended the Ramah, but it's going to be hard. So first let's defend the Shach, that's easy, especially since he defends himself, right? Now he goes through a lot of rayas of going through every Rishon and whether he can get them to agree with him or not. I'm going to leave that to you, to your Chazara. But basically what does he do with Rava? He says very simple. He says, Min bimino and min b'she'eno mino doesn't always have to mean the same thing, right? You know, there's this apocryphal story, right? Someone once came over, they say, someone came over to Rav Chaim and says, you briskers, right? You say that, like, it's the same word in this Gemara and that Gemara, and all of a sudden I'll be loved as two different things. Why do you have to make everything two different things? Say dinim. Why can't you just say a din is a din, wherever it appears? Why do you always have to say all your fancy lumbus? So Rav Chaim says, okay, fine, you're right. And that helped me solve a perplexing question that I had, which is someone wants to make Sheva Brachos. To make Sheva Brachos, what do you need? Besides the Chasam and Kala? Hanim Chadashos. The problem is, they were making Sheva Brachos, and there's no way to get anyone new there. So I didn't know what to do. So he says, but now I figured out the answer, because Taka, you're right. You should make different dinim. Whatever it says in the Gemara, it says the same thing in two places, it's obviously the same din. So it says Mefurish and Baba Kama, right? That, everyone knows what it says in Baba Kama, that if there's a shinoi, then you don't have to return the gzeila. But if there's not a shinoi, you do. So if you steal a brick and you pulverize it, it's a shinoi. What if you steal a brick and you pulverize it and then you rebake it into a brick? So the Gemara says, that's still a shinoi. Panim chadoshos bolachan. It's panim chadoshos. It's not the same brick. So he says, no problem. We'll just paskin to bring a brick and then pulverize it and rebake it. Now, upon Kadashas, they can say Sheva Brachos, because whatever it says, upon Kadashas means the same thing. Why should we say Tzvei Dinim upon Kadashas? That was his response. Okay, so basically, the Shach says that the Ramah is passing upon Kadashas here. Just because we find Min Bimino in two different contexts doesn't mean Min Bimino has to mean the same thing. What do I mean by that? There's two different sugyas of Min Bimino. And here, that's obviously my mashal, and here's my words. There's two different sugyas of min b'mino. Two different sugyot of min b'mino. What are the two different sugyas of min b'mino? One is min b'mino eino batal. The chumra of min b'mino. Right? The min b'mino is not batal. Afilu be'elef. Right? Afilu be'elef. Who says min b'mino is not batal? Afilu be'elef? What? Rashi, but Tana Rabbi Yehuda. And even we agree in some contexts, such as Avodah Zarah, according to many Rishonim, such as Tevel, such as Dover Sheish Matirin, right? There are some contexts where even we, non-Rashi, regular Yidden, even we agree with Rabbi Yehuda that min b'mino is not batel. So this is, I didn't leave myself enough room here. Okay, Beseder. This is Reb Yehuda plus even Halacha Lemaisa in Dover Sheyish L'Matirin, Avodah Zarah, Tevel, and some other weird cases that we're not going to go into now. Now, very simple question. Why is min b'mino different according to Rabbi Yehuda or for us in these contexts? Why is min b'mino different? Why is min b'mino more chamer? It's an isser kol shu. Why is it an isser kol shu? Trick question. It's a formal chumra, right? Zeris hakasav. Now in Dover Sheish L'Matirin, it's not a zeris hakasav, but it's basically the Ran says we follow Rabbi Yehuda somewhat. This is a formal chumra. Right? The nature of this chumra is it's a formal gzeres hakasav. Or for us, it's a drabanan echo of Rabbi Yehuda's gzeres hakasav. So here, the uniqueness of min b'mino is formal. Okay, so if the difference between min b'mino and she'enu b'mino is formal, would it make sense more sense to follow shma or taima? Shma. So therefore, we go basar shma. When we're machmer on min b'mino for formal reasons that min b'mino is not batal, if you think about it, what's the yisod of Rabbi Yehuda? Why would you think min b'mino is not batal? Because to have bittul, you need a clash of two different identities. But if they're the same identity, then there's not enough of a clash, so you can't have bittul. Right? You need a war, and then the bigger side wins. Right? That's bittul. But if they're both the same men, then they're not at war. And then no one wins, no one loses.
It's more than that, right? When there's the she'en b'mino, so that and it's batel, so it doesn't even have, it doesn't contribute anything to the taste on your palate.
Ah, okay, that's a different svar of Rabbi Yehuda, which is not what I want to say now. Because that would work for Abaye, but not for, right. So, okay, you're right, but that might be a bias for Rabbi Yehuda. But that does. This is one din of min b'mino. Now, however, there's a second din of min b'mino. Two is min b'mino batel berov min ha-Torah. There's the kula of min b'mino. Not the chumra of min b'mino. The kula of min b'mino. When does this apply? When is min b'mino more makel? Min b'mino is more macro for Rabbi Yehuda and in weird cases for us. When is min b'mino more makel? In normal cases for us, right? This is halacha in a regular case. When min b'mino is more lahakel, that there's no time to ikker, is that for formal reasons or practical reasons that it's more makel than min b'she'eno mino? Practical, just because you can't taste it, right? So therefore, in this din, I apologize, you could like put it next to here on your notes. The uniqueness of min b'mino is practical, which is that you can't taste it. So then obviously we go basar tama. Says the Shach, the Ramah made this terrible Panim Chadashos mistake. The Ramah saw min b'mino l'chumra, that it's eno Kapla Filu Be'ela for Rabbi Yehuda and for us in some weird cases. And that was a formal Chumra Ben Bimino. And we pass like Rav that we go Basar Shema. But what does that have to do with Arsif? Arsif is about the cool of Min Bimino. That it's about to be rope and a torch and there's no time to anchor. That's a practical thing that you can't taste it. Then, of course, practically, you care about Tama. That's the svar of the Shach, and we paskin like the Shach. Pasha, we paskin like the Shach. Because he's Mokrach right. What? I never said that. I said we pass like Rava. The Shach also passed like Rava in that din. But that's a different din. And it makes perfect sense. Like, why should, again, Ben's Ara notwithstanding? Because Rava doesn't hold like Ben's Ara. Ben's Ara notwithstanding, of course, passed like Rava. But why should we treat the Sudya of Min Bimino Eino Batal Chumra the same as the Shita of Min Bimino has no time to Iker? They're two totally different rules of Min Bimino. One is talking about one definition of Min Bimino, the other is talking about a different definition of Min Bimino. That's the Svara of the Shach, and all the Achronim follow the Shach because his Svara is just very strong. Ah, what's the Svara of the Ramah? What's the Svara of the Ramah? I mean, the Ramah just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't fit into this whole Tamke Iker. So the Chavos Das says, the Ramah is going to have to say tremendous chidushim to defend himself. The Ramah is going to have to say that we don't really hold Tamke Iker. Or rather that, our Sif is not really about Tamke Iker. We're really going to say we hold like Rashi, and it's a formal din from Zeruah B'Sheila that you need Shishim. However, he's going to have to get into big trouble. What is the Ramah going to have to say? And again, it's going to come out sounding very weak, not because the Chavos Das was not 10 times smarter than any of us, but because the Chavos Das tried the best he could, and it still comes out weak because it's just a very difficult Ramah. says the Chavos Das, what's shot in the Ramah? It's our hand.
The question you just asked in the Chavos Das answered is
what about the Ramah? Sarach Ian on the Ramah. I mean, I really don't know. He must have had something up his sleeve, but I can't imagine what it might have been.
Sometimes Chavos Das say he follows the Ramah.
Yeah.
I thought at the beginning he said, like, I think Ramah is correct.
So yeah, okay, that's it.
He was convinced of that.
He was convinced.
All right, fair enough. But, you know, he wouldn't have said that if it hadn't been Ramah.
That's
he wouldn't have said that. If Ramah said the opposite, he wouldn't have argued. If Ramah said the Shach, he wouldn't have argued. Okay, so what does the Ramah have to say? The Ramah, Chesky, I'm sorry, I'm going to need your help here. The Ramah is going to have a very different idea of what's going on in Si'if Beis. Where? Min Bimino Batal Berov Min HaTorah. Birov min haTorah. Yeah. Boy, my handwriting is atrocious. Should get very apt for it. He could definitely do a better job on this board than I could. Okay. The Ramah is going to have to say something really wild, which is going to sound very, very attractive until you notice, like, the one real dachik part. I mean, two real dachik parts. But what's going on in Sif Beis? Because the Ramah is really stuck. If it's all about Tam Ke Iker versus not Tam Ke Iker, then who cares about the Shema? We care if you can taste it or not. So let's see what is going on with Sif Beis. What does Sif Beis say? There's Min Bimino and Min B'She'eino Mino. This is 60 Min HaTorah, and this is Batel B'Rov Min HaTorah. What's the difference? So, says the Shach and all the Rishonim, etc., because here there is Tam Ke Iker, and here there is no Tam Ke Iker. Why? Because here it is a different taste, and here it's the same taste, meaning Basar Taima. Don't we have like Rava? Yeah, but Rava's in a totally different sugya of Min Bimino. Just coincidentally, they're both about Min Bimino. But they're about Min Bimino for two totally different reasons. What's the Ramah going to say? The Ramah is going to say, says the Chavos Das, now you could have we're going to have different variations on this. It's all going to come down to the same thing. You could just call it different words. The Rama is going to have to go back to the Rashi approach. That Shishiv is ben Torah al pi gzeros hakasav, not al pi tam ke'ikar. So, says the Rama, says the Chavos Das, he's going to have to say, what's the difference? Here, in the case of Bimishen Omino, it's a gzeros hakasav that you need shisha min haTorah. What's the gzeros hakasav based on? So he says, Zura b'sheila. It's a gzeros hakasav. However, why doesn't Zura b'sheila apply to min b'mino also? So he says, halacha l'moshe, and this is based on Rashi, right?
Zero b'shela is amin amin.
Yeah, that's the dachuk part. You have to say halacha l'moshe misinai, halacha l'moshe misinai, de ein lemedim mizro b'shela. Limin b'mino, which is a little tricky because the case of Zerah b'sheila is min b'mino. So halacha l'moshe misinai, it only applies to min b'sheino b'mino.
It's different than the rest of the animal.
No, it's not.
Every part tastes different.
Okay, I mean, the Yechor don't deal with that, but that's...
halachically, it always has a different status.
Anyway, so basically what he says is this. Let's just see there. That it is a halacha l'moshe misinai that we don't learn... from Zra B'Sheila to Min B'Mino, but we do learn from Zra B'Sheila to Min B'She'ino Mino, which is a little peculiar because the case of Zra B'Sheila is Min B'Mino, or at least very, and we only learn to Min B'She'ino Mino. Okay, but once you say that, the distinction in Min B'She'ino Mino has nothing to do with taste. It's just
Rashi
a formal halacha l'moshe misinai. What?
How did Rashi justify learning from Zra B'Sheila?
Oh, it's no problem to learn from Zohar B'Sheila to everything. You just say it's a. You just say we make this drasha to everything, and especially since Rashi possibly agreed who the min mino is not batal anyway. So therefore, ain't no sorry, ain't no inyan. Min mino, tneu inyan, min b'sheino mino. You could just tneu inyan. You know the rule of ain't no inyan, right? Or you could just say somehow. I mean, it's easier to say it applies to everything.
But it doesn't even apply to the case it's talking about because min mino ain't batal.
Aha. That is a... Okay, but then you could use a Meino Inyan. Okay, so therefore, it is a formal distinction. Al pi gzeres hakasav. And if it's a formal distinction, al pi gzeres hakasav, not just gzeres hakasav, right? Because there's nothing in the kasav. Al pi halacha l'moshe misinai. So now, once it's a halacha l'moshe misinai, so, are you chained? Are you forced to say exactly, logically, what that halacha l'moshe misinai could be, must be? Or do you have the flexibility to assume it was whatever you want? Right? You have the flexibility. Halacha l'moshe misinai could have been anything, right? We weren't there. I mean, we were, but not in the full sense. So therefore he says, so this is a different shame. And this is... the same shame, because it's halacha l'moshe misinai from Zerah B'Sheila. Okay, obviously there's dacha, because number one, Zerah B'Sheila seems like the same min and only applies to different min. And number two, because all the Rishonim that the Machaber had, the Beis Yosef had quoted here, we're talking about Tam Ke'ikar. Zerah B'Sheila, who learned the Beis Yosef? Did the Beis Yosef mention Rashi Shita about Zerah B'Sheila? About Shishim in the Torah? I don't think so. Certainly didn't give it much press. You're never sure. Okay. But, so it's really saying that Rama is coming from left field here, and he's making an assumption. Okay, some are going to say a little differently. He really is coming with Tam Ke'ikar. But he holds, like the Malamor, that Tam Ke'ikar applies even in Min B'Mino, even though you can't taste it. And he has a lot of Mishmi Sinai that it doesn't apply to Min B'Eino Mino. That's going to be very hard, because all the cases in the Gemara of Mishmi Sinai Mino. That's going to be too hard. Okay, let's stick with this. No. This is what the Chavos Das explains to the Rama. It's possible, but as you see, you know, it's just working off a lot of assumptions.
This is the best we can do for the Ramah. Somehow you have to turn this from a practical distinction of Tam into a formal distinction. The way you do that is by learning formally from Zorah B'Sheila and Ani Halacha Moshe Sinai. Okay, some people are very convinced by the Chavos Das. I'm, as you see, a little less convinced by the Chavos Das. L'maisa, the Achronim agree with the Shach, and the Achronim do not paskin like the Rama. Yes?
Could you say that Tam doesn't matter if it's not called something else?
Like... Yes, you could. You could say Tam doesn't matter if it's not called something else. But why? You're probably going to have to pull a Halacha Moshe Sinai at some point. I don't think you can justify the Rambam without pulling a Halacha Moshe Sinai. It means, you know, there's no way you can just start with logical building blocks from Shas and get to the Rambam. You're going to have to pull something, a rabbit out of a hat somewhere.
The problem with going to Basar Tama is that, like, nothing really tastes the same as it is. I mean, almost the same, but nothing in the world tastes the same as the next thing.
Meaning every wine tastes different.
Right, even if it's mostly the same, but there's some subtlety. So it's hard to say that we're really going absolutely bust our time on anything.
So my simple answer to you is that, look, bottom line, there's uvdot bashetach here. Either it changed the taste of the heter or it didn't change the taste of the heter. So you can tell me two orange juices mix. Right? But every orange juice tastes a little different. So number one, I say, yeah, but lemaisa didn't change the taste of this orange juice. That small difference is not enough to affect the roof. So that's my first answer to you. My second answer to you is that, you know, perhaps we would just say that halachically we don't recognize small differences. And big differences we just call different minim. You know, because we hold like the shach. Okay. That's about it for the famous machlokas shach. This is almost an infamous machlokas between the shach and the Ramah. We pass like the shach because the Ramah is very, very hard to defend. Now, could it be the Ramah had something much smarter up his sleeve that just we haven't picked up on? Maybe. But I don't know.
Of course.
The Rav actually liked this shot of the Chavos Das and the Ramah. And said that the Ramah is, I mean, the Chavos Das also points it out, the Ramah is actually the Shitase. Remember how the Ramah said we don't go by Kfeila, we only go by Shishim? And everyone tried to figure out why? So that's very partial why. The Ramah tackled like this Chavos Das, it's all about Zerubba Shalem. Of course you don't go by Kfeila. Because what does a Kfeila have to do with anything? It's Xeris HaKasav from Zerubba Shalem. It has nothing to do with taste anyway. Meaning, once the Ramah has nothing to do with taste, then that Ramah that says we don't buy kfeila, go by kfeila makes a lot more sense. And the Rav actually thinks that he puts together some Isra Hectors, etc. But this is the only Ramah he found Lashitase. But the Ramah is Lashitase, Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, that he really doesn't think it's all about Tam Ke'ikr, even though that's what the Beis Yosef made it seem like. It's really all about Zerubba Shalet, Xeris HaKasav of Shishim. That's why we don't use a kfeila. And that's why we don't actually care whether things taste the same, just whether they are called the same name, because it's all a formality of shishim and not a practicality of Nesinas Tam. And the Rav always liked things to be more formal.
Isn't that problem times the Gemara?
How do we deal with the Gemara then? So either you could just say that Tam Keikers Rabban and Shishim's Doraisa like Rashi, right? And say, well, the Gemara is Tam Keikers, we pass in Tam Keikers not be Doraisa. Or, especially since there's, you might have noticed, an Isser V'Heter, quoted by the Shach at the end of the Simen, says that, well, even if you have something with a very potent taste and you can taste it and it's less than a 60th, it's only Asim Darabonim. That works well with Shitase, right? Now, it's not a Ramah, it's an Isser V'Heter, but the Isser V'Heter also said Basar Shema. Works well with Shitase, really, it's Rosh Shela, we're not Tam Ke'ikr at all. The Chavos Das wants to say not that way. He wants to say, no, we also hold Tam Ke'ikr Minat Torah. But Tam Ke'ikr doesn't really mean what you think, and he goes to the Gemaras and shows that Tam Ke'ikr means something totally irrelevant to our purposes, and reinterprets the Gemaras. Ayin Shah. Okay, Vayner Sif Gimel. Bamed Bar Mamurin Kishen Dishbach. This is only true when it spills. Aval Iser Shinis Ari Beheter Ruhu Fanei B'Efter Lamel Shigur Alfi Shinis Shur Mishal Dereim Aser. When do we... This is basically a rule. This is not specifically a rule of Tarobas. This is a rule of Safek Derabanan Lekula.
And it all starts with the following question of the Rishonim. The Rishonim asked the following stira. On the one hand, Safek Drabanan Lekula. On the other hand, Kal. Remember, Kal is that Mishnah Doraisa or Drabanan? Kal.
Drabanan.
Drabanan is Kol Shkutz Drabanan. And if a Kal falls into my chulit, and we don't know how much milk was in the Kal, do we just make it because we don't know how much milk was in it? Or do we assume maybe it was full of milk and measure 60 can get the whole thing because we don't know how much milk came out? What? Mishar Bekulo, the Mainaf Milo Yadinan. We don't know how much milk is in the cow, so we're machmer and assume the whole thing was filled with milk. That means we're misupak how much milk is in the cow and we're machmer. Why not suffer Drabanan and Lekula? Versus Misharin Bekulo when it's a suffik. Kama chalav yatsa min hakal. We're not sure how much chalav, right? A 1 ounce kal fell into 58 ounces of goulash, right? Or of meat. A 1 ounce kal fell into 15 ounces of meat stew. How much milk came out of that kal? Maybe only 0.9 ounces, 0.6 ounces, 0.3 ounces. So then it's batel b'shishim, be mekel and drabanan. No, be makar drabanan. Maybe the whole thing was full of milk. And it's 1 ounce and it's 1 to 58. So why, if we say safek drabanan lekula, why are we makar by kal? So there are two answers in the Rishonim. Says the Ran that since it is a common scenario, I don't mean kal is a common scenario. What I mean is that things falling into things and you're not sure how much came out of that is a common scenario. Right? The Rabbanan were machmir on a suffix de Rabbanan. Okay, they're making on suffix de Rabbanan bi'akrai, and things that happen once in a while. Things that are more common, they decided to be machmir even on suffix de Rabbanans. Why? Because otherwise it would just lead to laxity. Everyone would be more makel than necessary. Right? To avoid taking advantage. Basically, what would happen if in common scenarios you always said safek drabanan lekula, everyone would make it a safek, would say, oh, I'm not sure, and then everyone would be makel in every case. If you think about it, anytime anything fell into anything that was drabanan, everyone would be makel. They would say, oh, well, we don't know how much taste came out. Maybe it was less than a 60th and mutter. So therefore, they were machmer in common cases. Says the Rashba, though, a different Hesber. What's the Rashba's Hesber? The Rashba says, why are they machmer on this suffik, how much milk came out of the kal? The man says, common case. You can't give what he say, kol echot to rosh v'yado. Everyone make up their own Torah. No, you have to make a little plug. What did the Rashba say? He says, why are they machmer on kal? Because, what do you mean you don't know how much milk came out of the kal? Could you possibly figure out how much milk came out of the kal? I don't mean down to the millimeter, but could you figure out to some degree of accuracy? Yeah, you could take other cows, you could try and like measure, you could squeeze them out, you could analyze them. Like, you could investigate this, just you didn't. That's called, in the Lashon of the Poskim, Safek Chesron Yediyah. Safek Chesron Yediyah.
Is that like the...
Lo mikri suffik. You don't know is not a suffik, right? As a post guy once put it, just because you don't know doesn't mean it's a suffik. You don't know a lot of things. That's not a suffik, right? Right? Do you know the speed of light? So is it a suffik? No, it's not a suffik. So you don't know. That's called chesron yediyah. Right? It's not a suffik. It's just ignorance. Ignorance is not a suffik. And therefore he says, you know where I'm not going to write the kal? Because that's ignorance. You could figure it out if you investigate it. I'm not saying it's easy, but you could figure it out. And if you could figure it out, that's not called a suffik, and we have to be machmer. So suffik rabbanan lekula is when you authentically have a suffik. Like you tried to figure it out and you can't. But if the knowledge is available, just you're too lazy to figure it out. That's not a suffix. Okay. Now, the Ron could agree with the Rosh Vesvara. He just maybe didn't think that applied to the Kal. Lemaisa, it's Pashat that we agree with the Rashba, right? Suffolk, that's, I'm fairly certain. The Ron also agrees with the Rashba that Suffolk Chesuniti is not a Suffolk. He just thinks the Kal is really hard and no one can figure out. And nonetheless, they were not here. But clearly we agree with the Rashba, and from that Rashba comes Sif Gimel. What do we learn in Sif Gimel? That when do we say Suffolk Drabon and Lakula? Let's go back to our example, assuming we hold like the Shach and not like the Torah's Chatas in the Isra Heter, right? Some milk accidentally splashed into my chicken soup. I don't know if it was more or less than a 60th. But Medvar and Nishbach. That's Nishbach. I don't care if it's actually Nishbach. The point is the information cannot be found out no matter how hard you try, right? The information is lost. Right? But what if a different case? A strangely shaped piece of cheese fell in my chicken soup, and I removed it. I want to measure if it's 60 or not. I don't know how to measure it, because it's a very odd shape. So I'm like, oh, it looks borderline. It's like, you know, like, it's definitely more than a 80th and less than a 40th. Like, that much I figure out. But it's too hard to measure. It's impossible to measure. So no, it's here and we don't know how to measure it. Even if it's on your bonnet, usher, it's lachomra. What do you mean you don't know how to measure it? So get some proper measuring tools, right? There's always ways to measure things. You can do water displacement. Ah, some things are tricky. You don't know how to do water displacement because they're spongy. So they absorb water. Okay, so put them in saran wrap and do water displacement. Or the saran wrap doesn't stick well, so get it better. I don't know, find some way. Go to a lab. The scientist will tell you exactly how much it is. Right, that's a suffix chesron idea. You could find out. You are just too stupid or too lazy to find out. Or too ignorant or too lazy to find out. Okay, so that's not a suffix drabon lukula. That's a chesron idea. That's the principle of Gimel, and that is a dover pashut.
A case where milk splashed into your soup is a suffix chesron idea?
No, I said the cheese. And you took it out, and you could measure it. Right, the point is, if the information is available, you just don't know how to figure it out, that's chesron idea. If the information is lost, like milk splashed into my chicken soup, and I have no way of knowing how much it was.
You could probably go to a lab.
What?
You could probably figure it out.
Right, a lab could do like molecular analysis to figure out how many parts per billion.
Yeah, they probably have these weeds. Yeah.
Okay, but the halachic obligation is to measure. You mean the lab can tell me if there was shishim or not? Right. That's
Nowadays, our labs are good enough to figure out many more things.
That is a interesting question. The truth is, that is an interesting question. Do you have to bring it to a lab and test to see if it was more or less than a 60th? Okay, it's pushed to me that you don't. You just have to justify why. Ultimately the answer is because Chazal required us to measure if it was more or less than a 60th in this case. And since we don't have anything we can measure, we just have laboratory analysis, that we're not chayav to do. Although you have to figure out exactly why.
But like if it was from a thing of milk which had a known quantity, and then you had a milk bag and it was like a milk bag, so you could presumably empty out the rest of the milk bag, see how much is left inside,
and subtract it from a liter.
That's
chesron yedia. That's chesron yedia. Yes. If you could directly figure it out, that's chesron yedia. But if, let's say, a kid spilled something and you don't know how much he poured in, let's say there was a bag of milk that had been open for a day and you have no idea how much was in it. And the kid poured some milk into the chicken soup and you have no idea how much he poured. And it's not clearly less than a 60th, not clearly more than a 60th, right?
Why
that's an authentic suffix.
What if you splashed by accident?
Or you splashed by accident. Right, if you splashed, they always use the example of kids. If you splashed by accident, I mean, you might have known how much you splashed or have some hashara or something, but let's say you don't. Okay. Lemaisa, in these, then we say suffix rabbanon le kula. But if you have the thing, you don't know how to measure it, that's suffix chesron yedia, suffix rabbanon lechumra. It's not really suffix rabbanon lechumra, it's just not a suffix. That's not called a suffix halachically. That's called your getting into a possible Issur Drabanan for no reason. And then you're not allowed to eat it. Okay, that part should be Pashutas. Means, you know, clearly if I could find out the answer, I'm not finding out the answer. I can't just say something. I can be Mako if the answer is available to me. That should be Pashut. The interesting case, which is Nogea to a lot of things, comes up in the Taz here, Sukkot and Vav, and the Nekuda Takesef.
Is it an issue that in the case of, if there's a question you need now, but you figure out how to measure it later, that's a bribe? Would that help, or that doesn't help?
Oh, if there's a chesun idea now, and then you go and you measure it, then you can find the answer, right? Either it's more than 60th or less than 60th.
Don't you need Danas Bittel, like, at the time?
No, you just need to know there was a tarovis. You never need to know if it's bottle or not. Next time you need to know there's a tarovis. For no unlucky purpose do you need to know the answer to the tarovis. You just need to know there was a tarovis. Even in those rare cases when it's no gear. Okay, Chesky, I'm going to ask you to take a picture of the board now, but then you'll compare it to the previous and following picture and see if it was necessary. Okay? Because I lost a little track. Now, here we get into some really interesting questions in the Taz. Mainly, what if no one knows how to figure out the answer? It's not just that you don't know. What if no one knows? What if it's too hard for anyone to figure out? That's a good question, though. What if it's too hard for anyone to figure out?
It's
chesrun yediyah l'chol ha'olam. Right? Like, for example, that's what he brings here, a stira between two rushes and tours. On the one hand, they make a spake spake in a certain case of cheese and the cows, when we don't know if the lungs were trafe or not. Because we don't know, like, you know, how to check if the scab on the lung is really a trafe or not. And he calls that a suffix. On the other hand, he brings in the case of the cow, which he assumes no one knows how to measure the cow. That's too hard. Who knows how to measure the cow? It's not like you are just lazy. Like, no one knows how to measure exactly how much milk came out of the cow, is his assumption at least.
If no one knows, then why is it even called a professor?
Aha, great. So here it gets a little tricky, right? Because we really are getting into difficult questions of epistemology now. And you know how tricky epistemology can be. So what about a suffik chesron yediyah l'chol ha'olam? What if no... Now, again, Zev will say, if no one knows how to figure it out, then what does it mean that it's a chesron yediyah? If no one knows how to figure it out, then it can't be figured out. So here you have to get into this very subtle case. It's the information is scientifically derivable, just no one is expert enough to know how to figure it out. And I admit I'm on very shaky ground here, because you know what does it mean? Like, what is information other than things that the human brain can process? So okay, you have to talk to physicists and philosophers, of course. And I'm getting above my head in both physics and philophy here.
Is it that behind us a little bit focused on actual stuff that Esther or stuff that Mother? Like, whether that's possible?
No, the push of shot in that machlokus is they're just arguing, even if it is possible, would it become Mother? The push of shot even better is, if not possible, if you just squeeze it out mostly, would it become Mother or not? Squeeze it out to less than the 60th. Although it is machlok shoshonim, lemaisa, that's the discussion. This big Taz. What about a suffik chesron yediyah? So the Taz says that. the Taz have gotten vav. What about a chesron yediyah suffik drabanan? That is a chesron yediyah lechol haolam. Is a chesron yediyah to everyone? Now, to answer Zev's philosophical question, the easiest way to say is it's a chesron yediyah to everyone in this door, but they would know how to find the answer in a different door. Okay? So let's say, better. And you're right, my intuition would be that if no one can figure it out, then it's not figure outable. And it's a real suffix. But that's not what the poskim say. Says the Taz. The Rashba thinks it's usher. After all, he says no one in our door can figure out how much milk is in the cow. And the Rashba still says it's usser. And he says the Rush has something more complicated here. He says the Rush thinks if if you have an option of estimating with Shishim, then you have to be Machmir and measure Shishim Kneged Kol HaKal. But if you have no option of estimating, then it's mutter. He says this funny thing. Basically says that a suffik chesri nidil chol hador is really mutter. That's an authentic suffik rabban lekula. There's just one little chumra they made. If the suffik is how much came out of something, and you could just measure shishim getting the whole thing, like you have this other like convenient option to use to like get out of the suffik. Now it's not always so convenient because sometimes it will lead to a chumra. But at least you like have some like way of like resolving this issue. You have some rule you could use to resolve the issue, then you have to use that rule. So therefore he says, in a suffik, how much milk came out of the cow? So you have to be machmer and assume the whole cow was full of milk. Why? Because like you have a halachic procedure to do, just measure 60 can egg the whole cow. So that, now that's a very rough, poor estimate, but at least there's some estimate. As opposed to if you stam a suffik rabbanon, like the sirchas and the cows, you don't know if the cow is treif or not. And that was actually not in case suffik rabbanon sfeik sfeika, but they didn't think to make the chiluk between suffik rabbanon and sfeik sfeika. Interestingly. But if you have a suffik rabbanon that's a cheshvin dil chol dor that's like has nothing to do with measuring shishim, it's just either it's kosher or treif, then you can be makel. Because really, me'ikar din is suffik cheshvin dil chol dor is l'kula. It's only l'chumra in this specific case like chal, and here he's really being very similar to the Ran. They made a specific chumra by cases like chal that when you're not sure how much came out of something, just measure 60, can I get the whole thing? And since they had that rule to make instead, they were not willing to say suffik rabbanon lekula. That's the sheet of the Rush lefi the taz. Again, he says like this: imagine you had a suffik iser d'oraisa, like ham fell into your soup and you're not sure how much taste came out. You'd have to be machmer, measure 60, can I get the whole ham? So they also made a rule that there's a suffik rabbanon, just measure 60, can I get the whole thing? That's a specific. And why did they make that rule? Because they didn't mind being machmer, because like they weren't always going to be machmer. You would just measure shishim, and sometimes it would come out mutter. But in a case where you don't have this other like special option of shishim, can I get kulo, then they were makel. That's the taz. However, the shach says that no rishonim disagree about this. All rishonim agree it's asur. Even a suffik chesri nidil chol hador is usher. The halacha l'maisa, all the achronim agree with the shach. I mean, shach is the same as the Rashba's taz. But all the later achronim agree with the shach that suffik chesri nidil chol hador is usher. So even if no one knows how to figure it out, which would be pretty rare nowadays, because there'll be some smart people who know a lot of science nowadays. But even if no one knows how to figure it out, even if suffik chesri nidil chol hador, that is still l'chumra. We don't say suffik rabbanon l'kula. We say that's not a suffik. However, says the shach really accuses the taz of this. The taz starts with this case of a suffik treif in the cow. We're not sure, like, whether these scabs on the lungs make a treif or not. The shach says to the taz, you misunderstood something very fundamental. That's not a case where we don't know how to figure it out. That's a case where we have a minhag quoted in the Ramah that not to rely on our bechias and not to try to figure it out. He says, there's a suffik chesri nidia when we really try but don't know. There's another kind of suffik chesri nidia. We really do think we know. It's just that the poskim quoted a minhag lahachmir and to not rely on our knowledge. Says, what about that case? That's an interesting case. What about a suffek machmas minhag haposkim shelo lismoch al yediyasenu? Meaning, it's not that we really don't know. We really do know. It's just the minhag haposkim not to try to figure it out and not to and not to rely on our knowledge. So, for example, like, what if we couldn't give it to a kfeila? Well, we're Ashkenazim, but we don't give it to a kfeila. Right? So is that a suffix chesir yediyah because we couldn't give it to a kfeila if we want it? Or is that, again, I'm not, it doesn't come up in a lot of normal cases. Or is that not a suffix chesir yediyah because the Ramah says not to give it to a kfeila? So, and similar cases. So what about this case? The Taz assumed that this was usher. That's how he got started. He had this case where we have a chumra that not to rely on checking the lungs of a cow, and we call that a suffik chesir yilachol ador. Says the shach in the Nekudas HaKesef, he says, you don't know what you're talking about. The case of not checking the lungs of the cow, we do know. We just have a chumra not to rely on our knowledge. That's not a chesir yediyah. That's a real suffik. Because we're not allowed to rely on our knowledge. If we're not allowed to rely on our knowledge, then the knowledge is not available to us halachically, right? That's what the Nekudas HaKesef says here. It says kol devar of dechukim, right? He says efshar lemivdak el machmerina v'rabim lo bekiyah on a bevdika. It's a chumra that says we're not bekiyim. If it's just a chumra that says we're not bekiyim, that still counts as a suffik. So says the shach mutter. If really we do have the knowledge, we just have a chumra and a minhag that we're not allowed to use our knowledge, then it's not our fault that we don't have the knowledge. We really do have the knowledge. It's a halacha that we can't figure it out. It's a halacha that we can't figure out. That's an authentic suffik, Rabbanan Lekula, and it is mutter. And the Pesli Tshuva at the end of Sukkot and Ches quotes the Prima Gadim, who says that if we have a case of suffik, Rabbanan, we can give it to a kfeila. But the Ramah says the minhag is not to give it to a kfeila, then that counts as a suffik d'rabbanan and lekula, and it's not a chesir yediyah because once the minhag is not to be mevarer, then that counts as an authentic suffik. So it seems that we pass them like the shach on this. Not that it comes up every day, but the shach says if it's not our fault there's chesir yediyah, it's the halacha's fault there's a chesir yediyah because the halacha doesn't let us use our idea, then that's considered a real suffix.
What was the example of that? The halacha and us use our
idea? So the example was the Taz's example. There's a cow who has scabs on the lung, a sircha, really, not really scab. A sircha is like really a kind of like mucus or I don't know exactly what it is, but it's where like one part sticks to another part because of some like fluid that like hardened and stuck them together. I don't know what the proper English word to describe it is. And sometimes it's kosher, sometimes it's treif. That's where the whole got kosher and everything controversy comes from. And there are ways that you can tell whether it's kosher or treif. However, our minhag is not to rely on those ways. So is that called a suffik or is that not called a suffik? So the Taz says it's not called a suffik. The Taz at least says that at least the Harashba would say that's not called a suffik. That's the implication of the Taz. It would be usher just like any other chesron yediyah in chesron l'chol ador. Kol chesron yediyah l'chol hador. Well, the shach says mutter. This is not a chesron yediyah l'chol ador. This is an authentic suffik that we just have no way of being mevarer. There is no way. It's not that we don't know. There is no way of being mevarer because the halacha doesn't let us be mevarer.
Imagine language is a suffik halacha. I mean, let's say if we had nowadays, we had Sanhedrin, if we had somebody who was great enough to determine the halacha, but we unfortunately never got around to
it. Alec, what about a machlokas aposkim? You say something to Rabbanu Lekula on a machlokas aposkim.
Or even a real spikud din in the Gemara.
Spikud
din.
Right, okay, so there are, there's a lot of halachic literature about this,
as you might imagine. You know, when we analyze it this way, meaning it's a suffix, cheshon yediyah, because we don't know how to paskin. On the other
hand, no one else ever had, but maybe we would.
On the other hand, are we even allowed to paskin? Meaning maybe there'd be a difference between a suffix, machlok zapos, that we could paskin if we were bold enough, if the grub is alive, we would paskin it, versus a teiku in the Gemara that we have no right to paskin.
My point was that, well, hypothetically, if we had people that were on the level of Tanam and we had a large enough minyan, meaning it's not restricted fully.
Okay, so Yesh Ladon, you know, there's, I know in Choshe Mishpat, the Kunsh Tasfekos talks about this at great length. In Yoredeya, trying to remember where's a good discussion of this. Okay, we'll leave all those Tzarkiyim for now. Okay, so much for Sif Gimel. Sif Dalet says, let's at least do a little Sif Dalet. Iser shenishbash lema heter afilu makiru bu shalem bezorko tzar shishim kenei kol iser meisha in on a yodim kama yatsmi venu. Right, if ham falls into your soup or whatever the case may be, meat falls into your boiling milk, and you take it out, even if you take it out and it's all there and you throw it in the garbage, you just don't know how much taste came out of it. This is the Gemara we keep quoting from Chal. We don't know how much taste comes out of it, so what do we assume?
It all came.
The whole thing taste came out of it. Oh, that's not true. Doesn't matter. Since we don't know how to measure how much taste comes out of it, we have to be makber and measure shisha can I get the whole thing. And again, either because this is a chesur yudi, it's our fault, we don't know how to measure, or like the Ran, they just made a general gzeira in this case to measure kineged shishim, the Ran and the Rosh according to the Taz. Nesha ein ani yodim kam yatzmenum lefika hamvasha lekderes iser shehibas yoma. Therefore, someone cooks in a treif pot that was bas yoma otoche kafshel iser beheder, or you stick a ben yomo treif spoon into your bunch of fruits, or shishim and a kol there and a kol on a kaf. You need shishim against the whole pot and shishim against the whole part of the spoon you stuck in, because you don't know how much taste came out of it. She'in on yodim kama bolu, because we don't know how much they absorb. Bein shem shal cheres or eitz al matechas, whether it's made of cheres, eitz, or matechas. So you need 60 kineged the whole kli. Okay, we already know that rule. The shach points out here that if you cook in a treif pot that's ben yomo and you need 60 kineged the whole pot, then in normal circumstances that just means your food is treif, because the contents of the pot are never 60 times the size of the pot itself in normal circumstances. You'd have to have really weird utensils. Even modern pots, like you fill the pot, you measure with water displacement the volume of the pot itself. You measure the volume, how much the pot holds. It never holds 60 times its own volume. Just not very hard to make a pot like that. You'd have to almost do it on purpose to make a pot like that. Okay, now this is actually an interesting machlokas. The Ravid, quoted in the Shach Simchat Yudbeis, and Beis Yosef, of course, the Ravid says, this chumrah of Misharin Bekulo to eat my nafmi lo yadinan only applies to things that are permanently usher, like Isser itself and a kli cheres. Doesn't apply to metal pots. Since you can cash the metal pots, they were never gozer to treat it as an Isser. He obviously holds like the Ran, this is special Gzera Darbonan. And so how about this rule of Misharin Bikulo? According to the Ravid, it only applies to food and kli cheres. Why? Since they're going to be treif forever, they were goes there to treat it as totally treif, but not to metal pots. However, all the other Rishonim say it applies to everything. Why? Because it's not like a special Xavier they made on some things. It applies to everything because we don't know. Right? We don't know how to measure how much came out of it. So we just have to measure, connect all of it, because otherwise, how do we know how to measure shishim? We possibly, of course, that's why does the Mechaber have to say whether it's cheres or eitz or mateches? La'afugi from the Ravid, as the Shach explains, don't think like the Ravid, the special gzeira to measure connected kulo is only on food and klicheres, which are treif forever, and not on metal pots and wood spoons that are kasherable. And it's like a special gzeira only on some things. No, this is a general rule that we always need 60 kineged the whole thing.
And the Mechaber continues, we'll just skip around for a second. If Kulo. Some people are machmer in a metal spoon that you need 60 to make the whole thing. It's chametz asam kulo. We already know who remembers which rishon this was. Ready to parrots, right? And we already know that we don't pass in that way, right? As the Rama says in the beginning of the second Rama, but no ginkas for rishon. Our minhag is like for rishon, not like ready parrots. You only need 60 to make the part of the spoon that you put in your food. Let's go back to the first Rama. The first Rama just says never push it. When do you need shishim to make the whole pot or to make the whole spoon? Only if they absorb by being on the fire. Then the pli was into the whole pli. What if the kli only got traced through salting? It only becomes traced through klipa. Salting is only about pli today klipa. Okay, that's a different question. If I have a kli that only became traced because I salted traced on it, it's only traced today klipa. And even like if I salted something shamein, and we are not tricky and we think everything shamein, that's only into a food. Salting only makes it, even something shamein, it only goes into a klipa. The klipa. The shah says what we'd expect him to say. What's this another case in the kli would only be traced today klipa? If it got traced through?
Through
Iri. Right? So if it got traced through Iri, it's only traced today klipa. And we only have to be mishair connected the klipa of the kli. Okay, that is a dover pashat. The Rama here continues with some important yisodos, but those will have to wait. Amir Tzashem, until next time.
Klipa is just the smallest possible thing you could take off.
Yes, klipa is the smallest layer you could take off.
Infinitesimally small.
No, because you have to physically be able to scrape it off, and it will remain in one piece. I mean, you have to be able to scrape it off in one piece. So it has to be thick enough to hold together. That, LP physics just requires a certain thickness. What?
Not individual atoms.
Right. Meaning, if you could sand off a layer, that's not kadei klipa.
That's greater.
You have to actually whittle off a layer. So it's pretty thin, but it still has some substance.